Male transgender prisoners will no longer be housed with women, minister to promise. By Peter Cattell on August 8, 2022. Male prisoners who identify as transgender are to be no longer incarcerated with women, a minister is said to promise. People who identify as trans women will no longer be incarcerated with biological women. The UK minister responsible for the country's prisons is reportedly set to announce. It comes after a number of incidents involving transgender prisoners having sexual relations, both consensual and otherwise, with fellow inmates. With one report accusing the UK justice system of prioritizing the rights of trans individuals over rape victims. According to a report by The Telegraph, the treatment of transgender prisoners is now to change. With Justice Minister Dominic Raab now set to announce that prisoners with male genitalia will no longer be housed with women unless approval is given by the minister themselves, which can be done on a case-by-case basis. Having recently reviewed the arrangements in July, the Justice Secretary directed changes so that transgender prisoners with male genitalia are not housed with other biologically born women in the female prison estate, unless specifically signed off by a minister. A Ministry of Justice spokesman reportedly said. Once confirmed by the new government in September, it would be implemented as soon as possible, the ministry rep went on to say. The report by The Telegraph also describes the ministry spokesman as claiming that the change is being made to how transgender prisoners are being held despite there having reportedly been no substantiated sexual assaults by transgender women in the female estate since 2019. Regardless of this claim, significant concern has been raised over the past number of months in regards to the dangers the presence of transgender individuals has for biological women in UK prisons, especially in the case of those who have previously been the victims of rape. One report published in May this year even went so far as to claim that the UK justice system was putting the rights of transgender individuals accused of and or prosecuted for sex offences over victims of rape, who are expected to use the preferred pronouns of trans rapists regardless of their own visceral experiences. What's more, should a rape victim refuse to do so, the system would be enabled to punish them, including by extending their prison sentences for engaging in threatening, abusive or insulting. The safety of female prisoners is being put at risk, and their dignity and privacy undermined, by being incarcerated with biological males, some of whom are known sex offenders, the report read. The Ministry of Justice acknowledges that this is causing high levels of fear and anxiety to women who are often already traumatized by their experiences of sexual assault and domestic abuse. Yet the wish of trans-identifying males to be placed in the women's estate is given priority, it continued. The claim that this is a fair balancing of rights does not stand up to scrutiny, particularly in view of the fact that alternative arrangements could be made within the existing prison regime which would enable trans-identifying male prisoners to safely live in their acquired gender without being housed in the women's estate, the document went on to read. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.